America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
I welcome you to the Friday edition of A Call for Revival. Friend, it is our hope and prayer here at Gospel Broadcasting that you will be faithful to a local Bible preaching church on the Lord's Day. If you don't have one, then contact us and we'll try to recommend you somewhere to go across the United States of America. Father, will you help our time together? In Jesus' name, amen. We're studying these days on a nation born in prayer. Psalm 33:12, blessed is that nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. Benjamin Franklin wrote this or said this about prayer. Benjamin Franklin believed in prayer. We have already read how he encouraged the Constitutional Congress to pray. But he said this, he said, "Work as if you were to live 100 years. Pray as if you were to die tomorrow." Work as if you were to live 100 years. Pray as if you were to die tomorrow. I want to ask you a question. Are we praying for America? It is easy to preach on what's wrong with America. But I would tell you that our churches are the biggest failures in America. I would tell you that the biggest failure today is prayer. My friend, we have gotten away from the things that matter most. And it's not just some little prayer, but I'm talking about getting with God. I'm talking about communicating with God. I'm not talking about necessarily getting down and yelling and screaming, but I'm talking about men and women in the secret place, just you and God, communicating with God about your nation. My friend, prayer does change things, and prayer will help things, and I'll show you as we go forward. Harvard College in 1642, students were required to read scripture and attend prayers and to demonstrate Christian and moral conduct. That was the rules of Harvard in 1642. Now, this was in the early days of the founding of the college, or what's now the university. And my friends, students were required to pray. May I say to you in the Bible that prayer is not a suggestion. You say, "Well, I'm saved. Now prayer is an option." Whether I pray or not, prayer is not an option. Prayer is a commandment. If you study your Bible, you'll find in Revelation 5 that the prayers of saints are going to be offered before the Lord. There are going to be vials of prayers that the 24 elders have. That's the church. My question to you is, on that day, will your prayer vial be empty? Is there a prayer vial in heaven with your name on it, with no prayers in it? I believe God keeps a record of the prayers we pray. Now, sometimes the best praying you'll ever do is just sit before the Lord and never say a word. I find that many people do not pray because they don't know how to pray. But Jesus' disciples said, "Teach us to pray." I think we ought to teach people how to pray. I think we ought to teach them that they ought to pray. And so prayer is a very important key. Our nation was born in prayer. When young people are taught to pray, then you'll have something. Abraham Lincoln, in his second inaugural address, he said this. He said, "Fondly do we hope, fervently do we pray, that this mighty scourge of war may speedily pass away." Abraham Lincoln prayed that. Now, these are our founding fathers praying. We'll study more about this next week.
America,
you have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.